afternoon here in the studio. Steve, glad to have you on here.
Well, thanks, Andy. Thanks for letting me invade the studio today. But, you know, we got two great special guests here, two high-flying distinguished guests. Matter of fact, we got Colonel Mike Stoller, call sign Stoley. He's commander, and we got Colonel Kyle Gus Knoll, vice commander at the 122nd Fighter Wing of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you guys live in a fast-paced, high-tempo environment, and thanks for taking the time to come out here on WLKI this afternoon.
Oh, thanks to you, Steve. We really appreciate you and Andy having us on today. Gus and I are happy to be up here representing 1,000-strong 122nd Fighter Wing Black Snakes who have just recently returned from doing the nation's business, so we're happy to be here.
Great. And like I said, it's an honor to have you all up here. And let's talk about when we look at the Air National Guard, the Indiana Army Guard, Air National Guard, obviously the component that you guys play so much of a role in. Let's talk about some of the benefits and opportunities that really exist here in the Indiana Air National Guard.
Well, there's a numerous amount of opportunities for people in the local community to come out and actually join the National Guard. And that's one of the things I would offer today is we want to get the message out to our community that we are hiring each and every day. And the opportunities for some of our young folks is actually the first thing that comes off the top of my mind is free college tuition. If you are an Indiana Guardsman, now that's either Army or Air Guard. And of course, the Air Guard is stationed right there at Fort Wayne at the International Airport. And the Army Guard is stationed throughout the rest of the state. In fact, we're the fourth largest Guard contingents in the nation. And obviously, we're not the fourth largest state, but as far as numbers are concerned, we have an enormous amount of Army and Air National Guard troops in our state. So really excited to have the opportunity to let you know and let our community know of the opportunities out at Fort Wayne.
Yeah, that's right, boss. It's a great opportunities for you, a lot of great benefits, but more so even than that, it's an opportunity to serve in your hometown, be a part of a great team, part of something greater than yourself, serving our nation, defending our nation. We are your community. We're your brothers or your sisters, your sons and your daughters and your husbands and your wives, and the person sitting right next to you, maybe at work, serving as a citizen airman out at the Guard.
Well, when we talk about, when you're dressed up, obviously, in your flight suits and what have you, and the CU versus your active component of the regular Air Force, tell us a little bit about the difference of what really distinguishes and the benefits of the Air Guard versus your active component.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, 60% of our force is made up of traditional guardsmen. So these folks actually do other jobs during in their civilian world, or they go to school full-time, and they come out 1 week in the month, 2 weeks out of the year, and they serve their country, and they serve that right at Fort Wayne, Indiana. So that's one of the differences that I can think of right off the top of my mind.
Yeah, you get an opportunity, like I said, to be a part of serving your nation, and you get to do it right here in your hometown. I mean, I grew up in Indiana. I've been in Indiana my whole life, and I've been able to serve nearly 28 years doing something that's rewarding to me and being a part of that without having to move all over like our active duty counterparts do. And we're in the fight just as much as well. We like you said, we just brought a lot of our airmen home, 300-plus airmen home from doing our nation's business in Afghanistan. So you get to do that part of the job, but you're not moving all over the world, all over the country like an active duty person.
No, absolutely. Being a dual military service veteran myself, I certainly understand the components of the Air Guard and what have you. And I can tell you this, it's probably one of the finest organizations to belong to in the fraternity of fellowship and brotherhood, sisterhood of what you want to call it. I mean, you can't find, you go to college and you have your sororities and your fraternity brothers and what have you, but I can tell you the bonding of a military family is second to none, in my opinion.
It is, Steve, and it's interesting. My father, I'm a legacy. My father served out there for over 30-some years. My sister was in the service. My niece, my nephew were all in the Indiana Air National Guard. So it is a family-oriented organization. And one thing we do want to make sure people can get more information on us by going out to the web pages and looking up Black Snakes Recruiting. We're out there. There's more information you can get from there, and also our website, which is 122ndfw.ang.af.mil, and they can find a lot of good information on us that's even more so than what we'll cover here today.
Yeah, one of the biggest exciting things for a young adult, the college tuition benefit is over the top, and I think kids are coming out of college, with $150,000, $200,000 of debt, and the pathway and the programs with the GI bills and what have you that's available to them is really mitigates and takes away that financial burden at the end of at the end of their college time.
It sure does, and I challenge anyone out there who's working their way through college, essentially it's 16 hours a month, and then it's 2 weeks out of the year, and we pay for your tuition. Not only that, but you start at the end of your college career, you've got 4 years already served. And I brought the recruiters with me to answer some questions specifically, but essentially a 6-year commitment, you really only have 2 more years of working 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year, before you can actually walk away from that with your college paid for. So it's a phenomenal thing, not to mention the health benefits on the sideline beyond that. And most of the people that you'll actually find will re-enlist. We have about a 93% retention rate. So once people join the Indiana Guard right here at Fort Wayne, they know they joined the Guard, they know they're stationed here, they actually know the job that they will do before they come back because they select that before they even swear in. So if they want to be an aircraft mechanic, they want to be a fireman, they want to be a police officer, they want to be a civil engineer at our base or a cook, they sign up for that with our recruiters before they even go off and to basic training. So it's a neat opportunity. Some people say it was the best kept secret in the nation, but we don't want to be a secret anymore. We want people to know about it.
You know, one thing that I will say as an employer, you know, when I look at stacks and stacks of resumes and I have somebody that has applied and, you know, I look at their, and I say, oh my, yeah, they're a background, they're a veteran of the Army, Air National Guard, or active military and what have you. I can tell you this, they always go to the top of the heap. So that real world experience that they did, not only for themselves, but for the country, pays big dividends to employers across this state and country as well. So if you're thinking about it, I can tell you from my perspective as an employer and being a former veteran myself, it pays dividends to seriously look at a career path or a part-time path in the Air National Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see that. We were really blessed with our local community here and the employers that we have and the Employee Supported Guard and Reserve. We reach out to those employers on a regular basis to thank them for supporting our guardsmen that are out there, giving them the time off to come out and train. And when we talk to them, they repeat exactly what you just said. They said that the experiences that they learn or that their employees learn that bring from the military, teamwork, cohesiveness, drive is what really draws them towards hiring those employees, and then they support those employees to get the message out because they're recruiting us just like we're recruiting the community.
So. Well, you know, the Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch was up here recently in the studio with us, and she talked about the commitment that the state of Indiana actually has with the Army and Air National Guards. And it's a big number that the state of Indiana contributes nationally to our state homeland defense and, you know, with world affairs. So it's a big number, the commitment of Indiana Hoosiers.
It is. And as you know, the National Guard, the unique thing about the National Guard is we're here for the community initially. So any community support that needs to happen, a flood, a tornado, things like that, the governor will call us out and we'll be there to support our community and our state. That's our number one mission, actually. The second mission that we do is a federal mission, which is what Gus was just referring to, and that's a full-up federal deployment where we deployed to Afghanistan and did the same thing that our active duty folks do with our A-10 aircraft. So it is an interesting and unique team to be on, and I would just challenge everybody, take a look at us. Take a look at our webpage. Go out there. At least you have the information. Want someone to say later on in life as well, I never knew about that. So we want them to go out there, look at it, and if they decide that's not for them, that's great. If they decide they want to serve their country and be a part of something bigger, then by all means, come out and talk to us.
Well, certainly, Colonel Stoller, you know, I leave us a few stacks of your recruiting command cards, and we'll certainly pass them on. So if you didn't catch it, but real quick, direct them back to the website to look at for the Indiana Air National Guard.
The one website is 122fw.ang.af.mil, and that'll get them there. Also, the Facebook page was Black Snakes Recruiting, and that's our call sign, is the Black Snakes out there. So either one of those, they can actually, if they just want to call our recruiters, they can talk to a guy like Sergeant Lewis there, and they can dial that 260-478-3247.
Makes it easy. Colonel Lowell.
Thanks for having us on today. We love getting the opportunity to come out here and tell our story and tell about that well-kept secret of the Air National Guard right here in their hometown.
Well, we absolutely love it. And we always see you guys doing some runs, hedge hopping around once in a while in training. So it's always nice to see you here in the north side of the state and watch for those A-10s. It's always exciting and fun to see it.
Yeah, Steve, thanks a bunch. And I would just throw this out to everyone. We're putting on an outstanding, probably the best air show in the Midwest next year. So make sure you start looking at Fort Wayne Air Show webpage as well, or cover on our webpage, and come out and see some cool airplanes next summer, July timeframe. And we'd be love to host you and your family out there for next year.
You know, that reminds me, too. Can we come down and check things out down in Fort Wayne and take a tour? I mean, if someone has an interest in that, if they even want to go that far, too, huh?
Wait, we might want to restrict Andy's clearance.
Well, I just got I had to make sure Lieutenant Pence back there gave me the thumbs up for public affairs.
Yeah, he's giving me the thumbs up. You're allowed.
Yeah,
no, allowed. But if anyone is interested, are tours available of the grounds?
We can set up tours. We can set up tours. Surely we can do that. The best thing to do, to be honest with you, is that open house and that air show next year is just going to be the great thing. Now, someone who's interested in obviously signing up with the Indiana Air National Guard, by all means, give us a call.
That's a way to do it directly.
No, absolutely. Colonel Stoller, Colonel Noel, thanks for coming in and being our guest here this afternoon on WLKI. You guys are a great asset to the community and the state and the country. These guys are the so to speak, the barn bosses at the 122nd Fighter Wing in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.